You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now we're going to bring you a story about a study into how gender affects our expectations in the workplace. It's turned up some worrying results. The Massey University PhD research shows male managers are praised for caring about their employees, while women managers are just expected to do so. Study author Dr. Jane Hurst says these expectations are usually unconscious, and most people believe they treat their managers the same regardless of gender. Dr. Hurst spoke to me, and I started by asking about what different kinds of gender expectations there are in the workplace.
Well, I looked at the experiences of women managing and being managed by women in the workplace and the impact that had on their careers. So I was looking at the expectations that women have of their women managers specifically, and I found that women generally expect a higher degree of emotional understanding and support from their women managers. They expect to be treated as equals. So when I talk about equals, not equals in terms of job position, but equals as in terms of being an equal person. They also expect their manager, the woman manager, to understand the complexities of their lives, to be able to see them holistically and take a holistic view of them as people, and to understand the needs that they have for flexibility. So being able to understand that as women, they have families, other complex issues going on in their lives, and that needs to be in some way accommodated within their work environment. And they expect a woman manager to be understanding of that.
So this is just of women managers. If there was to be a male manager, these expectations wouldn't apply?
I wouldn't say that, but quite so bluntly as that. But they don't expect men to show those things to the same extent. So if a woman, they expect it of a woman, so if a woman does it, that's just what they expect them to do. That's normal behaviour. If a woman doesn't do it, then that's out of the ordinary, so it's seen as negative. Whereas if a man shows these behaviours, they're actually exceeding a woman's expectations. So it's a real positive thing that a man is doing. If they don't show these sorts of behaviours, it's not considered to be such a negative. It's because they don't expect it of a man to the same extent.
And what position does this put women managers in when they have an expectation coming from the people they're managing and also their superiors?
It can put the women managers in quite a difficult position because the structures of organisations, particularly hierarchical organisations, don't necessarily allow women managers to meet all of these expectations. The expectations around flexibility, for example, are dependent on organisations having in place good processes and procedures and policies around flexible working arrangements. If those aren't in place, it could potentially put a woman manager in quite a difficult position. I think the other thing that's really interesting from this research, though, is that while there are expectations there, women are not necessarily aware that they have those expectations. When I first talked to my participants about their expectations, their initial view was that they expected the same thing of a male manager as they did of a woman manager. In other words, they expected to be treated equally. And this is based on the view that we now live and work in a meritocracy. It was only when I scratched beneath the surface that I discovered, and they discovered, that actually there were more expectations there based on gender than was perhaps apparent. So the first real difficulty we have is the lack of awareness, potentially, that these expectations even exist. So a woman manager and a woman employees may not even realise that they have these expectations.
It does seem to make sense that you wouldn't consciously think to praise a man for doing the same thing that a woman is doing, and that's expected.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Can you tell me about Queen Bee Syndrome and what your findings were around that?
Yeah, so the Queen Bee Syndrome is, there's been a reasonable amount of research into it, and this is based on the principle that when a woman gets into a senior position or a position of power, she will actively work against the interests of other women seeking to come up through the organisational hierarchy. So in other words, she's very competitive against other women who she could perceive to be a threat to her position of power. The interesting thing from my research is that none of the relationships that the women talked about necessarily fell into that category. So there were certainly relationships which involved conflict, and some of it was quite negative, but it didn't seem to involve a woman in a managerial position actively working against the career interests of her women employees or seeking to sabotage her career. So it does suggest that while there might be some women who fit into a queen bee type category, certainly from my research it wasn't prevalent with the women that I studied.
And did you have any findings to the opposite effect, where women would be working to uplift other women through the ranks?
Absolutely. So a number of the women in my study had also had very positive relationships with women managers particularly, and spoke about the many benefits that they got from that. So they certainly enhanced their self-esteem, self-confidence. They learned a lot of good skills from working from those women. The interesting thing, though, was none of those relationships were directly linked to a decision by the women involved to seek a more senior position, or were directly linked to career progression in terms of organisational hierarchy, which is interesting when you consider that women are encouraged to seek mentoring from more senior women and to network with women as a way of progressing their careers. So it certainly has an indirect impact on careers by benefiting those areas that help our careers, but my research didn't show a direct benefit to the careers of the women involved.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.